we shall reap what we sow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, reminds us of a very fundamental aspect of nature that sometimes, perhaps in a technological society, we overlook how obvious it is. What you plant, you will harvest. You will reap what you sow. We forget often that the most important thing for us to sow in the souls of others, as well as ourselves, is compassion. In our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing how difficult it is for us at times to show compassion on those who are in need, when it is that we have so many needs ourselves, He shows us today what it is to have compassion, and that He would be our model and our divine example to know that we reap what we sow. In the gospel today, we hear about a widow who just lost her only son. Only a mother could ever understand these words and what it means to lose your only child. Our Blessed Mother would feel this very thing less than 3 years later at the foot of the cross. And our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, knowing that in this hour of darkness for His mother, that He would want those nearest to her to give to her the compassion that is needed in order to soothe a mother's heart, He would do that first in today's gospel. Knowing her anguish, He came to her and peacefully and yet full of confidence and a divine command over all of creation, said, "Weep not. Do not cry. I am here, and I will raise your son from the dead." He goes over to the corpse of her son, laying there dead on the bier. The Creator of the universe puts His hand on top of him and says, "Young man, arise." At that moment, He sits up, and our Lord puts Him back in the hands of His mother. Only a mother could understand what it feels like to be given back your son. Our Lord Jesus Christ asks us to do the same thing for our Blessed Mother each day. In bringing back to her the souls that have fallen away from her, have fallen away from Holy Mother Church, that through you and through your presence in the world, that the mystery of the Incarnation would continue, and that God's hand Himself would touch those who are dead to grace through you. And with the words of our Lord in faith, arise. The God who created you loves you, and He wishes to save your soul. This reality happens every time a soul is reborn in grace through the sacrament of confession. The sacrament of holy penance is that sacrament by which Almighty God Himself, through the ministry of the priesthood, touches the soul to raise it from the dead of sin, putting it back into the arms of Holy Mother Church in the life of grace. The angels rejoice at every time a soul is brought back to life through our Lord in the sacrament of penance. We reap what we sow, and the compassion that we show to others to communicate to them the mercy of Almighty God, that will be given back to us in the proportion with which we communicate it to others. Sow compassion in the souls of your neighbors. Sow compassion into the souls of your children, of your grandchildren, of your friends and of your co-workers. Sow compassion in the souls of those who take care of you, that you may be taken care of by the God who is all-merciful and wishes to show compassion to you in your need. Bear one another's burdens. In this, you shall fulfill the law of Christ. Saint Paul tells us this in his letter to the Galatians. Bear one another's burdens with love and with patience and with charity towards our neighbor for the love of God, that by what we show to them, know for certain that it will be shown to you not only now in this world, where our Lord tells us that 100-fold shall be given back to those who show compassion to the least of my children, but the eternal reward that awaits us all for the compassion that we show to others in their needs and in their burdens. How many of us know someone who is in need of help now, either materially or morally, in the trials of life, that you would give to them the strength that they need to persevere in their cross? For we know where the cross is. 3 days later, there shall be the resurrection of glory. And if our Blessed Mother had not the compassion and was not consoled by the apostles in waiting for our Lord's resurrection, we know that the joy that she would receive upon receiving her consolation would not have been as great. The pain that we suffer now will be returned to us in joy when we suffer it in union with the cross. Suffer patiently and help others carry their burdens. You shall sow what you reap, and in this you shall fulfill the law of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.